It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the most important message of my American Workers Need You commentaries is America's businesses need customers and Americans need jobs. For two centuries, most of America's wealth and job stability was based on manufacturing. For two centuries, Americans produced 90% of the goods they needed, and now the majority of what is available in our stores is imported. 35 years ago, as globalization and outsourcing began to grow, national elected leaders failed to foresee the damaging results of the erosion of our domestic manufacturing base and the loss of jobs and job skills, which are now a major issue in America. Many of us saw the negative results of the reduction in America's manufacturing base in every state and city across the USA as industries closed facilities and jobs were moved abroad. We saw that instead of globalization making more jobs possible for American workers, it made more jobs for foreign workers available as more imported products filled America's stores. So as you continue your shopping during this holiday season, I encourage you to remember the theme of today's commentary. America's businesses need customers and Americans need jobs. I urge you to speak up where you shop and make your feelings known to political leaders and every American worker you meet. We need unity in order to restore America's industries in our lifetime and be able to see at least 50% of the items like clothing, televisions, computers, toys, furniture, and many others once again displaying a Made in America label. This is Michael Blehosh, and I appreciate receiving your emails with your comments and suggestions. Now you can print out a copy of my commentary, email it to a family member or friend, or email me from my internet site, AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. I also invite you to listen to our radio broadcasts every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on 860 AM radio, which serves the Philadelphia tri-state area. However, you can listen to live or rebroadcast anytime on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com.